Got me, boss.
Girl, you so sweet.
Psalms 139. Y'all follow me or y'all left y'all Bibles at home? Oh man, y'all with me. 139 and 1 coming out of the Passion. Got it. All right, here we go.
Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every movement of my heart and soul, and you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book, and you know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence. You know every step I take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. With your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing to me. This is just too wonderful, deep and incomprehensible.
Woo!
Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength.
Strength!
Where could I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the realm of the dead, you're there too.
Woo!
If I fly with wings into the shining dawn,
Come
you're
on.
There. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you're there waiting. Where can I go? Your hand, wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. It's impossible to disappear from you or to ask the darkness to hide me, for your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. There is no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as the day.
Come on.
There's no difference between the two. You formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside, and wove them all together in my mother's womb.
Come on.
I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it. How thoroughly you know me, Lord. You even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place. Carefully, skillfully shaping me from nothing to something. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I'd ever seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you are thinking of me.
Come
how
on.
Precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Oh God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I wake each morning, you're still with me.
And you wonder why I don't serve him the way I do. You wonder why I don't go after how I feel. You wonder why when I have a thought about myself and I know that thought is great, I dare not say I don't know if I can achieve that. You wonder why I don't do dirty business when I can get away with it. Because even in the dark, what in the world you think you're going to get away with? And people wonder why I am like I am. When you grab a hold to that word like that, man, I like almost had a fit by myself when I read all of this. And God dumped it in my lap and really showed me that I don't ever have a reason not to serve him. No matter how big my goal or dreams, he's there to shape them and bring them the path if I stay on his course. Another thing about God, if you ever want to get blessed by him, you better know one thing about him. Everybody will know about it if he bless you.
Okay.
When God bless, it's impossible for someone not to know he did it.
All right.
So when I think about what God gonna do for my life, I understand why the slogan say one body touching the nation.
Okay.
Because everybody gonna know about it. And I used to say it ain't got nothing to do with AJ. And the reason why I changed that, because I was saying it because I didn't want to be all, you know, cocky, and I didn't want to just try to take the credit, and I know it's God. So it ain't about AJ. It's a lie. It is about AJ.
Okay.
Because if AJ didn't follow the plan of God, then it wouldn't even happen.
All right.
Because God gave me the opportunity to make a choice on who report what I believe.
All right.
And if I speak wrong, act wrong, do wrong, then yeah, who is it about now? When I live my life any kind of way, who is it about now? Now it's going in the wrong direction. But when I live my life according to the word and I say, it ain't about me, but it's about God. What can God do with the building that he gonna bless me with? What can God do with that car out there that the boss driving? God gonna come down and drive the Escalade? God gonna come down and clean your own house? The big house you say you want, but you ain't even, when last time you cleaned that apartment you was in? You talking about you want a mansion and you complaining that the light bill went up $2? You say you want the best vehicle ever, but when gas price went sky high, you went from premium to regular? I mean, who report are you going to believe? Are you going to stand firm on the word? Or are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Your sets and your reps, the only thing that's going to get you there.
Amen.
And if you hitting and missing, then don't know. I don't know why I ain't getting the results that I'm looking for in the kingdom. The difference between Christian people and believers. Do anybody know the difference? Bishop, don't say nothing. Don't you do it. I'm learning this stuff from you. Don't you say nothing. Just act like you know it, but you ain't gonna say nothing. You know how you do on prayer line. You just wait till somebody else gonna say something. Because you got a lot every time. You know the difference between Christians and believers? I gave somebody this week. The difference is this. Sometimes Christian people will follow their feelings and give you what they think on their heart and their mind. But believers gonna only believe the word of God.
Okay.
Which one are you gonna be? I ain't telling you being a Christian is wrong. I'm telling you some of the behaviors that some Christians, you know, take part in. Both of them is a representation of the kingdom. But I tell you what, didn't no one check their chair before they sat down? You thoroughly believed and just truly believed that chair wasn't going to do nothing but hold you. You didn't check it. Did you check it? Let me help you something. Let me help you with something. How can we believe in the man that made the chair, but we can't believe in God who made the man that made the chair? That's a thought. How can we can look around in this building and know this is a big building? We see the walls. We see the music. We see all these different things. We don't pay no attention of the slab that we stand on. It's what it is, a slab. We stand on it. We treat it like that. We stand on it. We don't put no attention to it. But let a tornado come through. Only thing that's going to be standing up is what? The foundation. We're running from the foundation principle of the word, which is the kingdom, and then we try to run back when storms come. Have you ever seen a tornado come through and pick up the whole slab off the ground? No, you're going to see nothing but that slab. That metal building, that brick, and everything else gone. Stuff that you like adoring. Ooh, that's so pretty. Glamour. But then when God tell you to act this way, no, that don't fit you because that ain't cool. That ain't cool. I'm going to get talked about. I'm going to be the only one over here. Everybody over there. But when we wake up and understand our sets and reps, we'll understand this right here. And then I'm sitting down. Y'all doing so great. Do like this. Everybody do like this. We got to sharpen and strengthen our spiritual muscles. Cree, I see it. Cree looked at both of her. I see your spiritual muscle, Cree. I see it. I see it. Watch.